Fugitive Mexican cartel hitman extradited to Texas. By Cartel Chronicles on October 16, 2018. Nuevo Laredo, Tamaulipas, a cartel operator for one of Mexico's most ruthless criminal organizations, was extradited to Texas to face murder and assault charges. Over the weekend, Tamaulipas authorities arrived at one of the international bridges in Nuevo Laredo to walk 30-year-old Victor Manuel Palomo to the middle of the bridge where U.S. authorities were waiting for him. Palomo, a U.S. citizen living in Mexico for years, was wanted on outstanding murder and aggravated assault warrants stemming from a 2009 case. Palomo was wanted for the murder of Alberto Garcia and the attempted murder of Enrique Garza at a party in Laredo, Texas. After the incidents, Palomo supposedly fled to Mexico under the name Alejandro Solís Garcia to avoid a potential 99-year prison sentence. After his escape to Mexico, the U.S. Marshals Service obtained a federal warrant for his arrest. After crossing into Mexico, Palomo moved to Nuevo León, where he climbed the ranks of Los Zetas cartel and their faction, Cartel del Noreste. In July 2015, Mexican authorities arrested him in San Nicolás, but 1 month later, he escaped from a prison and had been on the run since. While loose, Palomo remained a top hitman for the CDN and was recently named in a most wanted list published by the Tamaulipas government. Editor's note: Breitbart Texas traveled to the Mexican states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by Francisco Morales from Tamaulipas.